Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled How the Job Market is Changing. And this is important because when you're looking at getting into the job market, you need to look at the fact that what jobs are available, what skills do you have that you really love to do that you can use in the job market today, and how you can, in essence, change and adapt to what is going on. Recently, I was listening to the news, and they were talking about how the job market has begun to change and how they're starting to hire. That what they're seeing now is instead of jobs being lost, jobs being created. But at the same time, what skills do you need for that job? Because many of the jobs that people are used to having are not the jobs that are currently available today. So think about it. If you are looking for a job, what are your skills? What is it that you really love to do, and how can you incorporate that into what you do as a job? And also think about how you can live in one city and work for someone in another city simply because of technology and the internet today. Incorporate all of these things into what you're doing in the job market and think about it. Plan for it. Today, companies are not hiring people to work in offices because they want to cut their overhead. They don't want the large office space. The large offices offer corporations that desperately need it. But today, so much work is being done out in the field that the job market has literally changed. So you don't even have to be working in an office today. You can work from a Starbucks. You can work from a Caribou Coffee. You can work from almost any place and be productive. That's why little small coffee shops or restaurants have Wi-Fi today, because people do not keep 9-to-5 jobs anymore. The job market has literally changed. It's moved, and it's evolved. And think about it. Business has evolved for centuries. When you look back at the job market, when you think about where we were 100 years ago and the small businessmen and how they took their wares and put it on street corners, and then the development of the corporation and jobs moving to 9-to-5, starting as the bottom and working your way up to a managerial position. Today, you can be a small business owner working from home because companies don't necessarily need you working in an office as much as they need you on location. Think about jobs like project managers and the crew that they work with. These are things that are done and don't have to be done in an office. You can be anywhere working with your crew. And then what happens is you have one central place of business that people meet to have meetings and discuss what they're doing and what's changing. But all of the things that are going on today happen because the job market has changed. It's moved. It's become something that it's not. So when you think about all of these things and where we are going today and how we're going to put the job market into everyone's hands, and remember, there's no such thing as 100% employment. I remember taking a social work course, and this was something that the teacher, the professor was saying, because when you think about it, if we didn't have a welfare department, if we didn't have social services, then what would be the need for certain things? And yet, when we think about communication and the family and all of the things that go on in the family and how they affect individuals in the workplace, then all of these things are important. Because think about it, if you come from a home where you're constantly being told you're worthless and you're helpless, and then you get into a job and you're trying to perform, and then you have a manager that's constantly ridiculing you because that's the only way they know how to manage, or you have a manager that is really good to you and supportive of you and encouraging, but then you don't know how to handle it because you're not used to it. So all of these things play into how either you manage other people or how you what happens. And also, think about it this way. We are becoming a global economy today. There's no such thing as just your community area and you're working in your community and you only know what's going on in your community. This is also affects how the job market's changed. What is going on? What are the opportunities? And all of these things are affected by who we are and how we deal with certain things in our lives and how we can adjust to the workplace. And think about it. Now companies are starting to create jobs, but what are they doing? That a lot of the work is being used on computers. So if you do not know how to use a computer today, then you're at a disadvantage. That's why you have an age group of people who are lost and don't know how to do what they want to do, but they're also needing jobs. So what they're doing is they're going down to the Walmart and the grocery store and they're bagging groceries because they don't have the skills to do the more the higher pay jobs, the jobs that have more mobility and opportunity in them. So when you think of all of the things that are going on today in the workplace, remember how it is up to you to make the decision on what you want to do and how you can adapt your skills to what it is that you really need to be doing in today's marketplace. Think about all of the things that you can do that can really help someone else. And remember, because companies are not hiring people in the same way that they used to, they don't want those big office buildings today. Years ago, you started seeing cities plan for the future by building more and more high-rise office buildings. And yet today, many of these buildings are vacant and not in use because what has happened is that where you do business today is very different than where you did business in the past. For instance, you can instead of having to go and rent space in a hotel and then having to provide refreshments for breaks, today, you can do it all virtually. You can do it through teleseminars. You can do it through webinars. You can even do things in a different location. And you don't have to. Companies today are looking for ways to reduce their expenses. They don't want to bring and fly everyone into a central place and pay for hotels and pay for meals. They've cut down. So what are they doing? And think about it. We are a global environment today. So if you have people that live in different countries that need to come in to a central place for a meeting today, then it becomes doubles and triples and quadruples the expenses, because think about what's going into pricing today. You have the oil surge because of what's going on in the Gulf. You have the inflation because so many people are out of work and look at and creating and looking at for opportunities to create opportunities for themselves. So, and today it's like I know someone that, what is she doing? She's going to be managing a restaurant, and the restaurant is allowing her to bring her business of selling sheets into their location. And this is going to give her the opportunity to not only run her own business, but it's also going to give her the opportunity to manage other people and earn extra money at the same time. Because one of the things she's had to do was she has three children, but because she can't afford to rent a space, then she has one of her children that's still in school staying with friends so she can stay in the school system where she's getting the kind of education and the kind of classes that she needs. And then she's sharing an apartment with someone until she can generate enough income to be able to pay the not only the monthly rent, but to have a phone, to have a cell phone, to pay electricity. So when you think of a business doing the same thing, if they can pay people to work from home on a project-by-project basis, rather than paying them hourly or a set salary working in an office where all of that has quadrupled the expenses, then they just need a small location or an office that they can conduct their business from and talk to people and bring small groups in to have meetings. But then the people not only have the opportunity to be working for a company, but they can also, in essence, have tax breaks. And believe me, because of the software that we have available today, companies can hire people to work from home. They can channel all the calls that come in into through the computer to that person's home phone number. And that person can do the same work with an individual that they would be doing in an office. And what that has allowed people to do is to have more flexible time. It gives them the opportunity to work with a company and have an income, but also have the time to do what they need to do for their children. So all of these have become options that are available to us in the job market. And when you think about, you know, they're talking about all of this employment that's going on, that there's more jobs being created. But when you look at the type of jobs they are and the skills that are needed, then is that really affecting and getting to the people who are looking for the job, who need the job? So what's happening is there is a shift in, and it's a new paradigm that is going on. And you have to change your mindset as well as your ideas of what a job is and adapt to the new workplace. And there are people being left behind because they just don't know how to adapt. Today, what you're finding is that the number of people who have home phones are being reduced, and the number of people who have cell phones is increasing because, and there was talk years ago how people would have one phone number that would follow them for life. When you think about the fact that you have a cell phone and you can sign up for it in one city and keep that phone number from you even when you move around to other cities and relocate, then you're not going to know for certain if that person in that, in that area code that you're seeing, if it's actually coming from where the individual is. And I've attended some teleseminars that the person who was running the teleseminars and his cohort were in two totally different places. But yet they had spent the time through emails and through coordinating the PowerPoint presentations so that they could be in two locations. They could be looking at one switchboard, and they could be doing their business today and conducting it. Even radio shows today, just like I'm doing a Blog Talk radio show, even when you look at what's commonly thought of as a typical radio show in a radio station, even those things can be programmed so that with computers that you can program in your advertising that sometimes, especially if they're running half-hour shows where it's all music, it's all programmed in. You may not even have a DJ sitting right there doing it the way they used to back in the 80s and the 90s. Everything has totally changed. How you market yourself has totally changed. And when you think about social media has grown. Now, one thing I've noticed about social media is some people have totally become addicted to it. And they're constantly on there. And that's how they're developing their friends. Well, you need to have face-to-face interaction with people as well. That's why in networking, just as important as building a network through social media, through LinkedIn, through Facebook, through Twitter, you also need to be able to do the offline networking, and that's going to PowerCore meetings or going to Leeds Club meetings or even going to Chamber of Commerce meetings where you're exchanging business cards. All of these things are important. And understanding how to communicate with each other, how to be able to research different things that are happening. And that's where the internet comes in, is very important, and is influencing the job market as well. That you can go and research a company. You can find out specifically where their issues are, what problems they're having within their company. Then you can look back at your skills, and you can see what it is that you've done and how you've done it previously and how you helped solve a problem for a previous client or someone that you work for that you can bring to this company. And remember, they may not actually have an opening or know that they have an opening for that particular position at this particular time, but you have different departments that have slush money that is out there that someone can use to contract with someone to do that work for them, maybe not in the office, but also from home. So these are different things that are showing you just how the job market is changing and just how these things are being influenced by today's marketplace and how you too can adapt to what it is that you need to do that's going to help you have the opportunities in the workplace today and think about how you can take your skills and move it into where it is that you truly need to be in today's workplace and how to expand on it, how to look at it, how to think about all of the things that you really, really want to do and go there and figure out how you can do all of these things that can really give you the opportunities that you are looking for in today's job market. And think about all of the things that you can do that can really benefit you and all of the things that can really give you what it is that you truly need today in today's marketplace and plan for these things. Think about how all of these things can influence where you are. And now, remember, also, let me give you another example of just how the job market has totally changed. Companies, for years, the networks had soap operas on them, and people faithfully watched their soaps day in and day out because they couldn't miss them. And to listen to these people, you would think that these were real people really doing the job that, you know, really experiencing these things going on. People were kind of living their lives through the soaps. But all of a sudden, now that the economy has also affected the shows and the soaps, when you figure out that a soap opera costs $50 million to produce, and there are actors on there that make $1 million a year or more just because of the medium that they're in, and they're really good at what they do, and because these shows want these particular people there, they were willing to pay them these high salaries. Well, and then remember, when you have the same people on year in and year out, how many different storylines can you tell that are going to be new and different, that it gets to a point where they recycle old storylines? And so what's happening is that the genre itself is dying, because it's one thing to do a show like Dallas or Dynasty for 5 years once a week, but it's a very different avenue when you are producing a show daily. Because and today what they're doing is, instead of blocking a show and taping a show for each day, they can go in and tape all of their scenes in one day or 2 days for a full week or 2 weeks worth of shows, because what they do is they splice the shows together and they cut them together. So what they're doing is they're also having to cut salaries. Then when they're looking at the fact that the number of people that are watching these shows, then they're getting an idea that it's not being watched in the same way it is, because people just they're not doing the same things. But today, even if you have a small child, you're giving birth to your baby 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 3 months later, you're back at work and your baby's in daycare. So someone else is taking care of the child while you're at work, so that you can keep up the lifestyle that you want to live. And if people are home, what they're doing is they've got totally different ways of watching TV. Today, you can go on the internet and you can watch a television show. So what's happening is some people are putting some soaps on the internet that are not on TV. And then what's happening is that what they're doing is starting to cut out the soap operas. And all of a sudden people say, oh, go boycott this and boycott that, because we want our soaps back and we want this and we want that. But yet you'll go on the boards and they're sitting there and complaining about a storyline and they don't like this and they don't like that. But what they're doing is they're creating. And they say, oh, I'm not going to watch this show because I don't like these characters who are on there. And then guess what? The next time that the stations come around and they start looking at what they need to cut and what they can put in there that's going to be cost effective, and then these same people are going and complaining because they are not having the shows they want. And believe me, they're not quitting watching them. They are definitely still watching them, because they're still going on the boards and complaining about, why is this character on there? This storyline is running too long. What they are trying to do is this only, yes. And I've seen this on the Spanish networks, that they do certain soap operas in 3 month segments, so that there's a beginning and an end at each season to a storyline, and then they may have completely different actors come in to do a different storyline. That is a genre that will work a lot better than if you keep running the same characters, and then you can't show that they're probably having a good marriage and they're really good with each other, and you've got to show acts, you've got to show certain conflicts. So you got to bring different characters in to get in the middle of the characters. And then people complain because that character is there too long. Well, what's happening is they've decided instead of going through all of these complaints and this and that people don't like it and they're not watching it, they're just taking off the shows. They're looking at, and they're going to replace them with shows that are much less expensive to produce and easier for them to show what it is that is available, that, more and more people want to learn how to cook. So what they're doing is they're bringing shows on that are going to talk about how to make meals that are healthy for you and better for you. So the whole genre has changed. People are not watching soaps the way they used to, but then they're deciding if they're soaps that go off. Well, and then the actors, believe me, some of them may have been on the soaps for as many as 30 to 40 years, but guess what? They're going to go out and they're going to get another job tomorrow because there's all different venues out there. And some of these people that are actors, they have other ventures on the side that they're making money off of. So they're not depending on these soap operas to make them their money. They're staying there because they're getting a high salary and it gives them stability for their family. So they don't have to worry about having to go out and where's the next job going to come from and worry about how they're going to cover the expenses. Because when you look back in the entertainment field, at one time it was the studio system where actors had contracts with specific studios. They made a certain amount of money a week, and then they went out there and they acted and they were trained and they were and the publicity about them was controlled. Then that went away, and then you saw more of the actors having to go out and participate in getting in front of people and trying out for a role and competing for a role. And then once they got the role, they had it for especially a movie, for as long as it took to make that movie. Then that contract went out. And remember, one-tenth of 1% of the actors are actually making the top money. So many of them are journeyman actors that they're surviving from one movie to another movie. So when you look at the job market in every other across the industries, what's going on in the entertainment field is also reflecting what is going on for everyone else in the job market today. When you compare all of those things, then remember, we're also going to be doing the things that will help us to understand how to retrain our thoughts so that we can get into a job and build a career around a job. And we are down to the last minute, and I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com, and you can get coaching on how to put together a strategy on having a successful business, whether you're a startup or whether you're in a position where you want to take your business to the next level.